Hey everybody, what's up? It's Rob. This week, LJ and I sit down to go over the predictions from the staffing and recruiting leaders that we interviewed for 2024. We get insight from Anna Frizzetto, CRO at AirSwift, Will Hayes, CEO of IDR, and Robin Mee, CEO and co-founder of Mee Derby. Check out the highlights and let us know what you guys think. If we missed anything or if there's anything big that you think the industry needs to be aware of, we'd love to hear from you.
Hey, LJ, how many talks at conferences have you given on AI this year?
Oh, my goodness. I actually have no idea. It's been so many.
Oh, God. And how many times have you taught this AI to supercharge your desk course already?
Over 2 dozen times now.
2 dozen? God, you were at 8 the last time I asked you, like a month ago. Good Lord.
I know. It has been exceedingly popular, and it's gotten rave reviews. So we're super excited about what I think is going to be the leveling the playing field. The great equalizer is generative. And, you know, I've been quoted as saying, AI won't replace you, but someone that knows how to use it will. And so you need to get on it if you haven't.
That's right, guys. So check out the Supercharger Desk with AI that Lauren is teaching via Leap Consulting. And you can find her at lauren@leapconsultingsolutions.com.
Lauren Jones, how the hell are you?
Robert Mann, I am doing super fantastic.
Ooh, super fly. All right. Well, Lauren, we are wrapping up. I guess we're going to start a new month with some me and you episodes, which we've never done this many before in a row, so it's kind of cool. But this year, or this time, we're going to basically go through the predictions from maybe 3 of our favorite staff, not like our only favorites, but like a group of our favorite staffing leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I love this new format, I got to tell you. And I've gotten a lot of feedback, positive feedback about our witty banter.
We are known for bantering.
And, but I like this. I don't think we have to have a guest every time. And so I'm excited about this. What? Say it.
No, that was, I was going to agree with you.
Well, good. You should. So all, we 100%.
Gotta make sure we have all of our topics in a row before we do it like we do today, which is exciting.
I'm excited about these conversations because these are interviews that we've done before. We've had Will, we've had Anna, we've had Robin on the pod before. So I love the fact that we reach out to all of our leaders and many of our podcast guests to help give us predictions for 2020 for each year. And so we're going to review the 2024 leadership predictions.
All right. So just in case you guys are wondering, it's Will Hayes of IDR, Anna Frizzetto of AirSwift, and Robin Mee of her namesake company, Mee Derby.
Yep.
One of the OGs, OOGs in the staffing and recruiting space.
Oh.
So, yeah, like the original gangster.
Oh, the original gangster. Okay, I like it.
Yeah. And Robin is a gangster, if you ever met her. Totally.
She's a total gangster. Except Anna.
All right.
Wolf, for that matter. These are all gangsters. Yeah.
So, let's start with, I really like what Will said. Let's kind of just jump up here. I think everyone thematically was optimistic. And strategically got some broad kind of like different ideas here, which I think we'd all agree with. But I love that Will is IDR said, hey, we're going to look internally and we're going to control our attitude, effort, and actions again. And really look at that and not get distracted by all the noise and all the other things going on.
You know, I stopped watching the news because I was tired of being anxious before I left the house. And so I love that he said they spent way too much time looking at the economy externally and that they were going to spend more time looking at their own economy, which I think is brilliant. And I think we tend to do a lot of chicken littling in our industry. The sky is falling. And here we come out of December with really 255,000 more jobs than anticipated. So, you know, we can't take all of this time being scared of what's to come. I think we just have to take control and focus on, like he said, attitude, effort, and actions.
Yeah.
Over the last few years of just letting whatever's in the news guide us,
Well, I mean, you think about it, right? Like, obviously, hiring and demand has to do with our industry, but if your pipeline is strong and you're getting movement through the pipeline at a decent clip or a regular clip, I think what Will's saying is that's more valuable than looking at big macroeconomic indicators or what other experts are saying as they look at the macroeconomics, right? So big fan of that too. I think the internal economy has to do with your pipeline and your process, like how you're seeing things moving, because that's what you can control all your efforts. But I also think that if your economy looks strong internally, then you got to plan accordingly. And, you know, you could be ahead or behind because you didn't. So anyway.
Well, and like Will said, focus on what you can control. There's a ton of noise out there. And I remember, look, I started my company 12 days before a global shutdown, right? And
I remember. Yes, I was here.
You were there for it. And I had a spectacular first year because I wasn't concentrating on the pandemic. I was concentrating on getting my next deal. And so that should be the case.
And you watched some progress.
Right.
And you knew they were tracking towards, you know, booking.
Right. So focus on what you can control. I think that's expert advice from our friends over at IDR. And look at your own economy internally.
All right. Want to jump to what Anna was saying? I think this was a really interesting one as well, by the way.
Yeah. Well, Anna is always so insightful. You know, I love that she's talking about the creativity and finding talent, because look at healthcare, just as an example. We see more and more firms looking to globally recruit for healthcare talent, right? So they're going, okay, can't find the talent here in the U.S. or the U.S. talent isn't interested in working in traditional healthcare anymore. Let's look outside of that. And so what she's saying is, a couple of things that strike her is looking at the IT staffing demands in the U.S. and globally, right? They're going to continue to get creative with how they find talent. And that's going to be the Philippines, Vietnam, Eastern Europe. They're going to look at different places to get a competitive advantage. And I think she's right there. There's an increasing preference for outsourcing geographically. And I think we're seeing that across all verticals. That I do love the fact, and we've continued to hear this, and I find it really ironic that I went to a marketing mastermind last year in March, and the statement of the more niche, the more rich, the more niche, the more riche, right? You hear that all the time. And Anna's saying the same thing, that there's going to be focus on specialization and not cost cutting. So the more specific you can be, the more niche you can be, the more value you're going to be plugged in to solve a specific problem, and don't shy away from that. I think gone are the days where agencies can go, I can do all the things all the time, and I can do them all expertly. I think we're gone.
Yeah. I think when I was looking through her notes, right? You said geographically, right? Like working with onshore, nearshore based closely to the time zone that you operate in.
Yes.
I think that's huge, because the asynchronous work, but it's hard to get stuff done if you can't follow up and answer questions synchronously sometimes, or in the same time zone. So big fan of that. You've seen a lot of growth in Eastern Europe for sure. I see a lot. Everyone I talk to has teams in South America now, which is super, super exciting for the South American economy.
Mm-hmm.
That can mean for those people down there, and then just greater job opportunities and maybe more resources flooding down there. Because, you know, I'm going to be silly here, but like, who doesn't want a good empanada when they're doing IT work? joking, by the way, but just, you know, I do love it. I found a really good Cuban restaurant, by the way, Lauren, this weekend on way, way far west in Little Havana. So like not in the normal area, like the way west. It was so good though.
So it's cool. If you're really... It's Cuba, okay?
Little Havana. I'm not going to say my V like a B, because I'm about as gringo as you can get. But anyway, I appreciate you. All right. La próxima persona es Robin Mead. So
I love it. Our bilingual podcast. Thank you.
Yep. Now we went bilingual. Lauren often yells at me in German, or at least the dogs, and I'm nearby. So, you know. Anyway. Yeah. So by the way, shout out to Robin. It was good seeing you or texting with you very quickly at ExecuVision. Robin gave us a pretty good list. So I'll take a crack at what I thought was interesting. And then Lauren, you can jump in or jump on and then kind of continue here. So my favorite thing, because I got my first gray hair from a non-compete, was she was talking about non-competes are under scrutiny in many states and municipalities. And what she says, what Robin says next, I really agree with, is she's like, I'm a big fan of the non-solicits, but not the non-competes. And I think that is the right way to maybe move forward with these. Like, just don't let someone solicit your business, but don't mess with people's ability to make money.
Correct.
If they're good, they'll go find new customers. And if you're good, you can compete against them for those customers and hopefully win. But if you suck, they're going to win and you should have paid that person who left your business more. No offense.
I totally agree. I mean, I'm in California, right, where a non-compete is pretty non-enforceable. And there are other states that are doing the same thing. I'm also a fan of the non-solicits. Don't take customers. Don't take intellectual property, but don't
be ethical.
Don't prevent a person from making a living. I've always thought that to be nonsense.
Yeah. So shout out to Raymond for not enforcing my non-compete for a month.
Thank you, Raymond. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, buddy. I think I was okay though. Anyway, and then I think this one also I want to kind of set out to me. Return to office is happening. So like, you know, people who are posting jobs through the staffing industry, MeDerby, I guess they're wanting people back in the office. But every time the MeDerby team talks to recruiters, salespeople, leaders, they want hybrid or remote. I mean, you got to at least be hybrid or kind of have a really humane, it's almost like a humane policy towards hybrid and remote. And then how when people come in the office, right? Like, I don't mind going to an in-person, but I don't want to drive to Miami every day because it takes me 2 hours when it really should only take me 25 minutes to drive to most places in Miami. So like, if you value your people's time and they're doing their job remote and they don't need to waste an hour or 30 minutes in each direction to and from work, like, it's an incredible experience for people. They get to spend more time with their families. I'm not telling you anything that people just natively don't understand. So if you can do your best, I think you'll get better talent, you know, hybrid or remote. So Lauren, what are you hearing?
Oh, so I grew up in the world where, you know, Bakersfield to Reno was my territory. And so I would get up at 3 a.m.
Yourself?
Well, I was managing, you know, okay. or director or leader of a region. So, but I was getting up at 3:30 to get up to drive 3.5 hours to Bakersfield or Visalia or what have you. Or if I needed to be in the Bay Area, I was getting up at 3 and 4 a.m. so that I could beat traffic because it was a 3-hour tour. Now, if I could have gotten those 6 hours back in the day, what I could have done with those. Now, granted, I spent my time in the car usually on the phone. And so, you know, I was doing some sort of business on the phone, but it was such a waste of my energy, I think, the driving, you know, and.
Could you fit it all, most of the stuff you needed to do unless you had a client meeting?
Right.
Via the Zoom.
As my career progressed, though, I did less and less of that and found myself more and more and increasingly more effective. You know, I was going face to face when I needed to be face to face, whether it was, you know, a weekly team huddle or, you know, and it became a once a week thing or a really important QBR or something like that. I think what companies need to focus on more than anything is balance. I hate to use that term, but you know, these mandatory, take that out of your vernacular, you know, treat people like humans and try and understand where they're coming from and meet them where they are. And I think that we'll all be happier for it. I think that's where companies and corporations get it wrong is they forget that, you know, that there's a person on the other end of that paycheck.
Yeah. No, I think just thinking about like how to be a really good human and how to, you know, attract really good humans and allow them to continue to be really good humans is good for the business.
Right. The best environments in the world treat people like people. And I think that if you can focus on that, that here or there doesn't mean anything. You know, hybrid doesn't mean anything. It means I'm going to help you work around your schedule. And look, work is changing. The way we work is changing. I've said a couple different times, you know, work is going to be about outcomes and the desired outcome and the talent we have to plug in to and into the equation to get to said outcome. And so the more you can create flexibility and treat people like people, the more you're going to attract the right talent to get the right outcomes, period, end of
story. And also, if it's skill-based, to your point, a lot of times you don't need to work synchronously to get the outcomes.
Yeah. Here's my part. Here's your part. We put those things together. So yeah,
all right.
I don't agree. Yeah.
Then my last one, maybe I want to highlight from this good list is the increased focus on hiring salespeople. Because we're no longer order takers, Lauren. We're not in Kansas anymore.
Yep.
We're in a new world, a new age of having to find jobs.
We talked about it in 2023, right? That gone are the days where we can just, you know, take the barrage of orders that are coming in. And I think that's why, you know, one of the biggest things that we saw in 2023 was strategic sales training. And how can you help me make more from my, do more with my CRM? And how can I get messaging right to my clients and to create retention and attraction and all of those types of things? So
yep.
I think she's 100% right. And you're 100% right in that the market has shifted. And we need to hire really good salespeople who are focused on relationships and not on transactions.
Yep. Look at the person across from you and be a human who can solve a problem. All right. Well, anything stood out to you that you want to highlight?
Well, what stood out to me are like a little bit different. I love this compensation transparency. I think with some states requiring it, I think that it is the road to pay equity because no longer do I have to worry about what you're making as a man versus what I'm making as a woman. There is rate transparency in the jobs. And I think the more that we can, perpetuate that throughout the industry, the faster we'll get to pay equity. Whether you're a person of color or whether you're a woman, any sort of minority, pay transparency will help us get to pay equity. The other thing that I thought that was interesting was the succession planning. Because we do have some older generations still in the workforce, although millennials will account for 75% of the workforce by 2025. We still have us Gen Xers right here. And we do still have some baby boomers in the industry. And so I think this focus on succession planning, no matter what you're doing, I think, because you do have millennials and Gen Zs who are expecting faster roadmaps, right? Faster career roadmaps, career plans, career tracks. And so that succession planning will not only help you as an individual get to the next step that you want to be at, but I agree with her. Succession planning for will be higher priorities for founder-led companies with an older, you know, leadership base. I think that, again, millennials and Gen Zs will need to do succession planning of their own if they want to create a career path of growth for themselves. I learned 25 years ago, if you want to get anywhere, learn how to replace yourself, not make yourself irreplaceable. And I think that's a big misnomer out there.
Yep. I think there's on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Every so often I see this post from this one like influencer who's, it's a sponsored ad, but it's like, we're about to see one of the greatest wealth transfers because there's like 3.2 million businesses owned by people who want to retire. Mm-hmm. And these are not like Facebooks. These are like, you know, mom and pop shops that are founder run and led still, and they don't have a succession plan. So they're like, I don't know if this is true, but to the point, they're advertising this as like something to pay attention to. This person,
Cody Sanchez, she came from Morning Brew, right? She was
she's a big banker. No. Yeah. But she buys boring businesses.
She buys boring businesses. She's amazing. That's exactly what she's doing is she is gobbling up businesses from older generations who don't have a succession plan. And so
the Aaron Grossman of boring businesses.
She's the Aaron Grossman of boring businesses. laundromats. And, you know, she gives really sage advice if you're looking at him.
Yeah, she's really cool. She's a good follow, by the way.
Yeah, she's a good follow. Very entertaining.
All right. Anything else standing out, or we
were ready? Well, I mean, the last one was the M&A. There's going to be continued M&A and staffing with lots of PE money. I think that that's going to be the same will hold true for, you know, the technology that supports our industry. I think there's going to be a ton of consolidation on the technology side because, you know, look, in November of 2023, there were 10,000 companies that opened that had AI as a part of their, you know, value prop. So come on, when you have that much of a push in businesses, we're going to see either, you know, 50% of businesses don't succeed. So that's going to take us to 5,000. That was just in 1 month. So in 1 month, that'll take us to 5,000. We're going to see consolidation. We're going to see sell. I think we're going to continue to see that. And then look, you just saw, Bullhorn just made a big purchase. We've seen a number of agencies more recently. We've heard Belflex was just purchased. So there's a lot going on. I think we're going to continue to see it.
It's all very exciting. All right. Well, Lauren, thank you. Anna, Robin, and Will, thank you guys for giving your input. Next year, if you want to be included, maybe give me a respond back in like the 2 month period I gave you for a window to do that. I know you guys are busy.
Yeah.
If you were feeling left out and I emailed you, it's okay. I'm not upset. I'm just laughing. But I appreciate you guys. And let us know if you agree, if you disagree, if you want to come in and give us, you know, send us a voice note with some insights. Happy to play it on the episode. We could totally do that too, which would be fun.
That'd be super.
Don't hesitate to give us some input. We'll obviously shout you out. And if you do respond via audio, as long as it's not unmet, like if I can't salvage it and make it sound good, I will play it on the episode. So, all right, L, we out.
We out. Thank you for listening to the You Own the Experience podcast.
You can catch all our previous episodes at whyelypodcast.com and learn more about our thriving staffing community by signing up for the Why We newsletter.
And coming soon is Staffing Huddle, an online focal community dedicated to your staffing success.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Lauren. Go do something good.
Bye, guys.